Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, up. Never lie, keep it G. I told you that they're off the top. Maybe you never met a street near thugging on the block.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go, 800-585-1051.
Cheer up.
It's the Breakfast Club. Let's go. Monday.
Hey, you know what it is, maybe not. Maybe I fell in love with you on the spot. Never lie, keep it G. I told you that they're off the top. Maybe you never met a street near thugging on the block.
I ain't
with no thot shot. Powerball, this your shot,
shot.
And if they hate, then let them talk,
shot.
And I've been drinking too much, and it got me thinking too much. You in my head, what?
Boy, you done did it.
Good evening and welcome to the Friday Nightcap. I am Imaj Alde, that is Taylor Danes, and time is Friday. Welcome, everyone. How are you?
Hi. Hey, guys.
You're just way too happy right now.
Oh.
It's just way too happy.
I hope everybody had a nice holiday. Thomas, how are you feeling? Are you doing better? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm chilling.
Good.
Oh, that's great.
Awesome. I'm glad. I am so super glad everybody is okay. Yeah, I've been drinking, so I'm okay. So listen, I'm gonna tell you now. I'm gonna be really honest with you both. I've been drinking since yesterday about 5 o'clock.
Oh,
okay.
Well,
so
okay then.
So you're lit right now. You're not even drunk.
No,
you're just lit.
I'm just and functioning. You know, I've been working. I work every day, so I've been working during this time period as well. So yeah, like I'm on autopilot.
right now, and
you lit
so,
right now. You're not even on this plane.
Yeah, like I don't even like. What am I supposed to say? Like
heard, I've never heard Amaj this giggly before. Amaj,
no,
no,
I'm not even giggly. I promise you, I'm really not giggly. I'm not.
You're giggling
I'm really
right
not.
Now. Giggling.
It's only because I get to spend tonight with my two favorite people in the whole wide world. Because I missed you.
See. Oh, yeah, you a favorite. See? That's that looker.
Yep. She lit.
You a favorite. Mm-hmm.
Both y'all kiss my ass. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, all right. Now she not lit no more. She not lit no more. She bent.
Oh, no, she's still lit. She's still lit. She's going to see a wide range of emotions from Amaj tonight. I'm telling you.
I'll get some goes from 0 to 100 real quick. Real quick. Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. All right, then.
That's all out of the way. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. And tonight we're not even gonna talk about any sex at this point right now. We may talk about it, but we're just gonna discuss a relationship type thing. Because you know, sex is a wonderful part of relationships, but there's other parts of relationships, right? So we're gonna kinda go from how we go looking for these relationships, if somebody's attractive or not, and how we get over them. So it's going to be a full range type situation tonight. So let's go with this whole, we're going to talk online dating. Oh, well, let me tell y'all first. I'm obviously inebriated, so therefore I'm going to be cussing a lot. So if you don't like cussing, then fuck you and the train that you're rolling, you know. But anyway, that's how I feel. So guys, the first question is, have you ever done online dating? Like, and what type of websites have you gone through to actually find these people? So, Tasha Taylor, have you ever done it? I mean, and then if you did, tell me about it. What did you find?
Well, I mean, I've never actually done it. I've had friends who have used it, but I've never done it personally. I think it's, like, it's too long. Like, the questionnaire, I think Match.com, like, their questionnaire is absolutely ridiculous. Like, it was so long. I was just like, I don't even want nobody at this point because I'm tired of answering these questions.
I've never done it, so I don't know. Well, I helped a friend do it, and she did eHarmony. And I promise you, I'm with you. I didn't do the whole questionnaire thing. But some websites don't have questionnaires. They don't have that, you know, what are you looking for type thing. It's just basic dating sites. So yeah, and I don't believe in paying for shit, so therefore, why the fuck I'm going to do this? Why I'm going to pay you to go find somebody for me? And then, what? What if I don't like them? Do I get my money back? I
think eHarmony gives you your money back.
Oh, well, that's so nice, eHarmony.
I think
maybe
it's within,
I
like, the first 30 days or something like that.
The first 30 days? What if that stupid ass don't show his ass until, you know, the 60 days, I still can't get my money back? That's some bullshit.
That's the risk we take.
I'm not taking that risk.
That's understood. Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
But, you know, but I'm going to be really honest. I'm not going to name the particular website, but, you know, some websites you can actually just kind of join and you just meet people. And from this particular website, I met two people. They started out to be awesome people, but then as I continued to get to know them outside of the website, I was like, the fuck, you're deranged. Something's wrong with you. Like, I couldn't deal with it. Like, who the fuck does half of this shit these motherfuckers do? Like, I'm not really big on lies. I like, If you're one thing, you're one thing. If you're another, it's another. Like, you don't, there's no, you know, there's no gray area for me. You know, it's either truth or it's a lie. Huh?
Said it's all or nothing with you, huh?
There's no gray area. Like, you, it's either you go.
You do it or you don't.
You don't. Yeah. Like, you going to give me the truth or you going to spit a lie. It's, either way, you can't half tell the truth. I'm sorry, but that's still a lie to me. So, and I think a lot of people, they don't put their real self out there. They definitely put their representative out there for you to meet. And so that's why I'm leery of these websites. Then you got the whole catfish situation where people don't really look like they're supposed to. And then you'll be like, so, what is wrong? What happened? Like, I'm thankful that I look like my pictures. I take enough pictures for you to know this is what I look like today. Right now I look a hot mess, so there's no picture of today. I work from home. I look like shit. I don't care.
You know what? On some real shit, I think that all these little webs, these social networking sites and all these little websites and all this other shit, they should just snap a picture of you when you first log on, so that way you can see what you look like, so that way everybody can see what you look like when you first log on, so that way you don't get
mm-mm.
caught up with the bullshit.
Because
some of these motherfuckers, they look absolutely fucking great in their pictures. Oh, bitch, you didn't wake up like that. You still got your fucking eyelashes on. You still got makeup on. You still got eyeshadow and eyeliner and all that bullshit on.
Some nasty bitch is sleeping in that shit. So, therefore, you can't really say this.
Bullshit.
You get up, half their face on the pillow.
Said that you still got your eyelashes on. I can't deal. That fool said you got your eyelashes on.
Not everybody takes their eyelashes off at night. Sometimes those people get them done individually. So you can't take them off at night. So, some of them are still going to have their eyelashes on. I'm not an eyelash person. I don't do that because I wear glasses. So I don't want that against my glasses. But some people do that. But my thing
I'm not an eyelash person just because I am clumsy and I'm scared that if I get my eyelash, like if I try to do it, I'm going to glue my eyes closed. So I just don't.
You don't do it. Wait a minute. Why would you try to do it? You got to go somewhere and get somebody to do that.
I see, but then again, I don't trust nobody else doing it either because that's just not something I would do. But I get what you're saying about them being individually done, but that's too much. Like, I'm just saying.
Nevertheless, I think that should be something that somebody brings up because some of these people, like right now, I know I'm rough and I'm rugged, but me, I'm comfortable in who I am. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I'm going to be me. You know what I'm saying? I got beard and all that good stuff. I'm not going to be the most clean-shaven guy all the goddamn time. But, you know, if you're going to deal with me, then you're going to have to see that shit. So guess what? I put me a picture up of me looking rough and rugged. Why? Because that just shows you what you have to look at. I'm like Kevin Gates in that aspect. Kevin Gates had a video where he was basically telling.
Oh, is that the eating booty guy? Is that the guy that talk about eating booty all the time?
I don't know anybody who talks about eating booty. What? Yeah. No. You actually have to pay attention to what he was saying because he was actually saying shit in this video. He was saying some real shit. And he was basically saying, you know, he gonna be up front from day one, because at the end of the day, he don't want you to be like, oh well, you changed and why'd you change and all this extra shit. He tells you straight up, listen, I ain't shit, but I can do my best to love you basically for who you are, and you can do the same for me. But I ain't shit. I'm a nigga at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So I do my dirt. I do everything underneath the sun, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I'm just paraphrasing what he's saying, not even fucking remotely saying anything what he said. But, you know, like, he's basically being real honest. He was telling you he ain't shit, but if you want to deal with him, that's your choice. And that's what people should do. Be upfront about your shit. If you know that you got a lazy eye when you ain't got no daggone eyeshadow on, then guess what? That's just what it is.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a second. Wait 1 second. We're going to come back around to that. Because, first of all,
yes.
I've never heard of eyeshadow making your eye not look lazy.
Yes.
It's lazy,
yes.
Point blank, period. Now, that's why
yes,
we got glasses and contacts. But
that's what I thought.
That's funny.
That's exactly what
and
I thought.
And I'm not going to laugh at it. Even though it was funny as shit.
Well, listen, I wasn't being for real. I wasn't being serious with it. Don't take it so goddamn literal.
Everything is fucking literal at this point. Everything.
No, don't take everything goddamn literal. Put your head to go let your ass down. Sit up there and start get lit again.
Oh,
my okay, so listen. So, on the Facebook page today, I popped these questions out there. So, I did have someone respond to that particular question on our lovely fan page today, and they said that they have tried, it seems like everything, because damn it, they had a goddamn list.
They got a PDF file too?
Hey, listen, don't judge the PDF file, because I got to rearrange some shit about the file. And I'll let you all know later what that update will have to be, because they need to update their phone. But he said that he's used Match, eHarmony, Great Expectations, you know, Black Planet, MySpace, Speed Dating, stated that there's nothing to write home about, but he had some good time. So that means he probably got some good sex out of those ladies. But, hey, neither here nor there. So, yeah, like, I personally, like I said, I've only used one website, and I met two people, and they're Looney Tunes. Yeah, they're Looney Tunes. And, honey, listen, God knows. But, yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been on a couple dating websites. I've been on, like, MySpace. I've been on Black Planet. I've been on Black People Meet. I've been on a couple different.
I was about to ask about Black People Meet, because, first of all, I think Facebook wants me to be in a goddamn relationship. Because every time I turn around, I got some little thing for Black People Meet showing up on my Facebook page.
Hey,
I'm
maybe all your friends are pro-black, you know.
All my friends, you know, I got white friends. I got white friends. They look like black people, but they white, though.
Mm-hmm. See?
Mm-hmm. They know. I mean, they big booty Judy's and everything. Like, literally, one used to be a stripper back in the day. Cool people don't love her. But, you know,
like, I've been on different websites. I've dated a few women from these different websites. And, you know, like, some people have good luck. Some people have bad luck. Some people make out just fine. I'm one of them people who make out just fine. I didn't meet anybody crazy. I didn't meet anybody with any serious fucking mental issues, you know, outside of the normal issues that people have, you know, in various stages of their life. You know, one woman I met and I ended up dating her, you know, she was in school. You know, she was in school. She was getting her master's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all these different things. And it was an interesting relationship, one, because it was long distance, and two, because she was in school and she was, like, literally, you know, if she wasn't at work, she was in school. We just made time for each other when we could, you know, so... You know, it's a very interesting situation when you get into situations like that, you know. But, you know, I was younger. I was, you know, I'm younger than she was. And, you know, it was just a whole totally different aspect of a relationship. That's one of the good points of being in that relationship with her. You know, so it's not all bad. Some people just don't have good luck when it comes to online, you know, dating people or meeting people online. I happen to have good luck with it, you know, so.
Sounds like an old eHarmony commercial. That's what you sound like. I think it sounds like a good old eHarmony commercial. Like, I miss the point. Like, you know, but I get it. I do. It's just me being funny. I think, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe I've reached the point now where I'm getting stuck in my ways and I'm a little bit old-fashioned. And I'm a little old-fashioned, a little. So it's like I don't know at this point. Like, right now, if you had to ask me right now in this very second, would I date? My answer will be fuck no. I don't want to be in a goddamn relationship. Niggas ain't shit. Point blank, period. That's how I feel right now.
So who
that's how I feel. No, I'm not gonna, we're not gonna talk about that. Because it's a good show. It's a good show. And they're still amongst the living, so they're okay. But anyway, you know, it's just that's how I feel. But okay, so now that we've filled out the long 10-page questionnaire of what we want, who we want, what we want them to do in life, you know, all that bullshit. You get them, and they don't look like what you want them to look like. What makes a person unattractive to you? Anybody want to go first? Y'all like it, though. I'm shallow.
Okay. See, I'm gonna have to come down to your side of the pool, Imaj. I'm gonna come down to the shallow.
It's
enough space for me, Hunchy. Listen, first of all, I
live over here by myself.
I am 5'7". Okay. If you are under 5'8", I cannot help you. You are unattractive to me. Off top.
Well, maybe good people.
You could be good people all you want, and all you're going to get from me is a side hug. That's it. You're going to get a side hug and a friendship.
Not a church hug.
You're not even getting a church hug. You're getting a side hug and a friendship pet.
Oh.
First of all.
Oh.
Second of all, if you look like on the outside, if you look like you play in dirt all day long, you are ugly to me.
Don't say ugly. Ugly is not a nice word.
You are different looking to me.
Thank you.
I cannot help you. Again, you get a side hug and a friendship pack. That's all you get from me. If you can't,
wow.
I mean, I'm not saying that you have to look GQ all the time. I'm not saying that you have to have on a 3-piece suit.
You have to look
presentable.
Be presentable. And also,
that's it. Point blank, period. Now, when we start to get to facial features and things like that, that's a whole nother story. I don't do chipped teeth. I don't do no teeth. I don't do cross-eyed. I don't do none of that. I don't do receding hairlines. I don't do jacked up skin. I don't none of that. All of that.
You're like, bitch, what you want him to have? Just what? The nigga's face got to be invisible because you don't want shit to happen. So
she want more stuff now. That's what she wants.
No.
She wants a more sexual.
No.
ADA, somebody.
No.
Somebody that got a nice smile.
If you take care of yourself. No, if you take care of yourself, like you keep your skin clean as possible as you can, like that sort of thing, yeah, that's fine. If you just don't care and you just don't do nothing, like you just look a mess, like a train wreck, I can't, it's not, I'm not going, no.
You're not even going to get a side hug from me with that.
Oh,
you might get a fit. You might get a fist bump.
Ah, this right here.
Lord,
oh my God. Oh Lord, Thomas, move into yours because good God Almighty.
So, like, but things I find unattractive in a woman, it's simple. It's her upkeep of how she keeps herself. You know what I'm saying? It's her, you know, like some women may not have all the great features of other women, and I can look past that. You know, that's not really an issue. It's all about your upkeep and, you know, the way that you present yourself. Because I've known some women who look good as shit, but ain't worth shit. You know, banging body.
So her insides would pull up.
Not even her inside, just her personality. Personality alone gets you. Not necessarily. Your personality can be on the outside.
Too. Oh, who's talking about you?
You can have
an outside.
About
the inside.
But you know, like me, I'm a simple kind of guy. You have a good personality, you know, you keep yourself up to par. You know, I'm not particularly too concerned with your hair. Listen, I know what I like on a woman. I know I like long hair to a certain extent. I'm not talking about the 16, 20-inch ponytails. No, I'm not talking about that. You know, if you have that naturally, that's fine. But I'm not talking about the weave ponytails. I'm talking about, you know, if you have like maybe an 8, 10-inch ponytail, that's fine. You got braids in your hair. I love braids on a woman. That's just, it's a turn on to me for some reason. That's just what I like, you know. And, you know, simple things. I'm not a fan of short hair on women. I won't necessarily find you attractive. That's just me. It's little things like that that'll turn me off to you. And if you can't hold a fucking conversation, like, it pisses me off so fucking much that you don't have a concept of the English language at all. Like, it pisses me off to all high hell because you could be the greatest person in the world, but if I send you a text message and I have to read the text message 5 times over and still say, huh, me and you are not going to have any other conversation after that.
She's dumber than a box of rocks.
And you know what? Sometimes some people only know what they see, and I can't necessarily knock you. I can't necessarily knock you for what you see because I've dated women from different ranges. I've dated women who are younger than me, and I've dated women who are older than me. So, and I've dated women who are the same age as me, you know what I'm saying? But it's all a matter of who you are, how you keep yourself, and how you present yourself. That's what it is. And for some reason, I have this attraction to ghetto girls. Don't ask me why. It's just my thing. I have an attraction to the little hood chicks that all the popular little hood chicks. I don't like the little ratchet hood chicks. I just like the ones that just look good and they play a lot of fucking games with regular dudes. So I like those ones, but I don't necessarily pursue them though. But they're nice to look at and they're nice to speak with every once in a while.
I see. And before I get into my little spiel about my preference and what makes people unattractive, Bella says hi. She's joining us in the chat room.
Hi, Bella.
She said she missed us. We missed you too, my boo thing. Yes, because that's my chocolate boo thing with her tall self.
Wait, whoa. She's not your chocolate boo thing. She's not.
Whatever you say.
Okay.
Whatever. But anyway, however you choose, but whatever. So for me,
is there a distinction among the ranks? I don't know. Sounds
it's
serious
fine.
Over there.
It's fine. Thomas, she says hey. So yeah, my she heard you. But I feel like, for me, definitely, if it's on this whole online situation, I'm definitely going through your pictures. I'm going through them to see, you know, what you look like. If I see a different array of pictures, like, you know, you're just chilling in some jeans and a T-shirt, and every now and again, you know, my store suit here or there, because you all know how I feel about men in suits. I just love it, especially when I know they have tattoos underneath, so I am just in awe of all of that. But the one picture that will turn me off from even looking at your fucking profile is that one of you holding up your middle finger. You are an adult. You should not have that shit on your whatever profile you have. That's stupid. Jump off a bridge, kill yourself. Because that's how I feel about that. That's just my personal preference. But, like, when it comes to your presence, I need you to be clean cut and well put together. You can't, if you have dreads, I like men with dreads sometimes. If your dreads are nice and neat and cut, I am okay. Like, if you keep them nice, I'm good. If you are a type of man who likes to go to the barbershop every week, I get it. Go. Please do, because that's how I like you. I don't want someone who looks scruffy. And because when I take you home to meet my mother, I don't need my mother to be like, what the fuck did you get here? She ain't going to say fuck, but she going to look at me and say, where'd you get him from?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a certain way. Like, and I feel you, Taylor, your teeth can be chipped. I am a sucker for a good smile. And I need to make sure that you have dental insurance, because you got to keep that up. So I'm one of those people. I like you clean cut. There's nothing rough. You can have some rough edges, as into like tattoos or whatnot, because I definitely like men with tattoos. And as long as the tattoos don't exceed above your neckline, I'm good. I don't do the face tattoos, none of that. If you got a nice amount, like, you know, the man in the suit has 29. So, but you've never, if you've seen a picture of the man in the suit, you realize you never see them unless he has on a T-shirt or something. But you've never seen his tattoos when he's in business mode. So, that's for me. You know, just as long as you're clean cut and well put together, I'm good. But then you have those who be like, girl, you so fine. And I be thinking to myself, you look like something. I just don't know what you look like yet, but you look like something. And anytime anybody looks like something to me, it's a no-go. I'm shallow. I like nice-looking men. I'm sorry. That's
yes.
me.
Yes.
I like nice-looking men. I like something to look at, because something has to get my hoo-ha happy. And I'm good. I'm like you, Thomas. You have to be able to have a conversation with me. If I can't have a conversation with you, then I'm just sitting there looking at you like, you're just a cute little dummy. You're so cute to look at, but you're just dumb as a box of rocks. I don't know what to do. Just sit there and be quiet. You ever had somebody, you be like, just stop talking. Just sit there. And you want to tell them, don't say nothing when we go in here, because you're going to say something stupid. Just don't say nothing. So,
just nod and smile. You just tell them to nod and smile.
Don't talk to none of my friends. Just sit and listen to the conversation, because these bougie heifers, they not going to know what you got to say.
They not going to understand. Just nod and smile and just eat your food.
And my friends are not
just
that bougie, but I'm just saying. They not going to understand
just
what you're talking about.
And nod and smile. That's it. That's all
I want. Enjoy the drinks, because we're going to drink good. Yeah. So, yeah, you ain't good with it. I mean, obviously, you can have a conversation with someone, Thomas. So if you can't have a conversation, there's no need for you to talk. Be a mute. He'll talk for it. Act like you shy.
If I can't have an actual conversation with you, then guess what? You only serve him one person.
Act like you shy.
It could be
I
that
can't.
He's really, It could be that he's really cute. And you're like, oh, my God, you're really cute. Like, you're just so nice to look at. And you use him for that purpose. Like, this is your purpose. You know, every now and then I may take you out. I may take you out on the town and show you off a little bit. But it's just going to be me and you. It's not. We're not going to talk about anything, but stuff is stupid and irrelevant. But you're just so nice to look at. I told you all, I'm shallow. I like looking at nice things. So that's me. I have shallow qualities. Just a little bit, not a whole lot, but that one little quality about me is a little shallow. I like to look at you. You know? Oh, yeah. Well, that's how I feel. Don't judge me. Just know I'm honest, and that's my truth. That's it.
I'm not mad at all.
I don't need my mama saying where you get that different looking little boy from.
Mm-hmm.
Because she quit to call a grown man a little boy. Oh, she's so quick. You know, so, and Taylor, you've seen my pick of the litter. You've seen them. There's
yes,
nothing
I have.
About, nothing
no,
about any of them.
I think I think that you
don't,
did
don't,
you,
don't
you,
name names. Don't name names or positions. Don't do none of that. But
I think that your draft is very nice. I like your draft.
Thank you. I thank you.
I think you have a very good draft.
Too bad I'm going to fire a couple of their asses. But, huh?
Oh. Oh. Well, okay.
I'm going to have to fire. Did you say why?
No, I said, well, you know, the ones that were drafted, they were all right. I guess we're looking for new agents now.
Yeah, oh, really? Free agent right now.
Yeah, definitely one
of
those.
I'm not mad at all.
Hey, honey, listen. I may leave them on the sidelines just for a little while, though, until I get my rocks back up.
Make that listen, honey, hasty.
What,
hey.
Thomas?
Hmm?
It is what it is, you know, but.
Linda, listen, honey. You're not listening, Linda.
I can't stand
no. And then, you know, and here I was trying to, because you all know I'm a natural flirt. I flirt with people. That's what I do. It's my job. Like, I feel like it's part of my job. It's just natural to me to flirt. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm very careful about the type of people I flirt with. Like, me and Shamor were having a conversation earlier this week about flirting. And I told her, I said, you can't just willy-nilly flirt with people and say, oh, you're so handsome and you're so cool. And she was saying that, you know, just saying that somebody's handsome or beautiful is not flirting. I said to her, you know, you have to flirt with the right group of people. Now, if you tell somebody, hey, handsome, and they're a little different looking, you did not need to tell them that because that's going to open up a can of worms you're not ready for yet. Because it's not often somebody probably tells them they're handsome. So now they're going to jump in your inbox. They're going to say, oh, you think I'm handsome. So they take it too far. So I just don't say nothing to those people.
Oh,
I don't say
they
nothing
do.
To them, and I'm trying to teach her not to say stuff to people all the time. So, yeah, like, you just keep it to yourself. If they got something nice on, you just kind of keep it to yourself. It's like, oh, well, that's nice that they have on. But if you comment on it, they're not used to people probably approaching them because they probably know that they're different looking.
So
and
now,
you can't tell me
so
that a different looking person
said,
don't know they're different looking.
Yeah, so now you done said that whatever they got on look cute. Now they in love. Y'all together now.
Mm-hmm.
They writing your name
y'all
in the notebook with stars and hearts and everything else now.
Shit.
Yeah, they done gave you their last name and everything.
Yeah, they don't play the I Love You Forever game in their notebook. But, you know, it is what it is with that whole situation. Yeah. Never mind. Don't touch me. But, you know, and it gets you to that point. And so now that we've been through all that, we finally picked the person that we're going to decide to be in a relationship with. And we break up. We break up. We were together for I'm just going to throw a number out there. 3 years. Okay? Together for 3 years. Had an awesome situation together. But for whatever reason, in this last year, things didn't get, were not well, and we parted ways. Okay? How are we to get over this person now at this point? So, for me, and then I asked the question online as well, you know, how long should it take for a person to get over a person? What this particular person kind of ticked me off because I know this person in real life. And so they said in a matter of minutes. Now, this is what pissed me off about them, because if you can get over somebody that you supposedly love in a matter of minutes, did you really love that person?
Yes.
Really, Tommy? Mm-hmm. You agree with this tomfoolery?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Please explain
because,
it to me, because he wasn't getting through to me.
All right. So for people who may not understand that there are some people who actually can move on from their mate without it being anything other than them just moving on. You know, it is possible because of the simple fact that some people separate themselves from the situation in which they've been in. You know, and that's what it really all boils down to, because some people can actually be like, oh, well, this person is et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and we've been together for so long. And then you just do things in a different light. That's all. Because, like, I'm one of them people where, like, me and you could break up, me and whoever could be together today, and then tomorrow it will make no difference to me because of the simple fact that if that's what we're doing, if we're going to be separate, then guess what? We're going to be separate. That's just what it is. I can accept what it is and then just move the fuck on, because some people have a problem with doing that. Some people don't have a problem with separating from people, because clearly everybody's different.
All of us are different and wired a little different. That's what I was trying to explain to him. Like, we're different. It's going to take me a second. I'm not even saying a second. It's more of, as long as I have understanding of the situation on why we have to part ways, then I'm good. I need to have a conversation. I need to understand, why are we at this point right now? But why is it that you're so goddamn stupid? Why? You know, so I have issues.
That's your problem.
Like, I want it.
That's your problem. You can't move on without understanding why.
Yeah, because I need to understand why you decided to tell me a lie today. I need to understand why you decided you didn't want to tell me this piece of information. I need to understand why you decided to fuck the bitch. I need to understand why. Like, I just need to understand. Because if you say,
some things
you
are
know,
not meant for you to know.
But listen, but being that I'm so awesomely cool, and you don't know that I may... Like, you may not know. It's like, if you were about to be a chum and she had a fat ass, I might want her too. You don't do shit like that, especially with me.
Well, listen.
Especially knowing who I am and what I do and what I like to do, there is no reason for anybody to ever tell me a lie. There's no reason. But
You also have to understand that not everyone is going to be as comfortable, because sometimes it may not be just the point of, oh, well, she, you know, she's cool with it, so, you know, it could be, you know, it could be just, oh, well, she just wants to, you know, I could tell, you know, because some people, they don't want to share. Some people just want
to
fucking just
You ain't out. Got to share. Hell, you can bring her home and let me watch. I don't give a fuck. I may not want the bitch, but if you decide today that bitch is what you want, let me know.
You see, but that's the thing, though. Sometimes you just don't want to have to run back and answer. You don't want to have to run back and answer all these many fucking questions.
You're not answering to me. It's not answering to me. It's like, okay, it boils. Look, scenario. I'm in the club. You in the club. Wherever or however it may be. We at the house. I don't care. I'm not there with you. You see a bitch that you may, I'm sorry, that tonight I've been using the word bitch a little loosely. I apologize if I offend anybody, but guess what? I could give two fucks. But I'm just saying, like, if I'm at home, you're in the club, you say, hey, babe, I'll be home in a little bit, and like, and you're easy to talk to me and say, oh, man, then I just saw this chick with a fat ass. Oh, okay, well, ask, can you take a picture? I want to see her too. You know, it's not that, it's not bad for me. I don't have an issue with that. I don't get jealous when it comes to other females. It's because I know what's how I work. So, if that's what you want to do, as long as you put a condom on and you all right, you do what the fuck you going to do. But it's okay to tell me. Because if you fuck that bitch without a condom, my shit's sensitive. One, there's other shit that's going on out here, but if that bitch used the wrong goddamn soap, my shit going to be fucked up now. So I got issues. So it's better for you to be very, be open with me. Why are you laughing?
Because you know why I'm laughing? Because I agree 100% with you. I agree. Like you really reached in my like in the back of my brain and picked that one out. Like you really were in my head with that one. I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. Cause I just
and Bella,
I figure it's easier. I think it's easier all the way around if you're just upfront about it. Just be honest about it. Just say something as opposed to trying to go behind my back and sneak around and everything else. Because then it creates unnecessary drama.
Right. Like just tell me I'm cool. When I tell y'all I'm cool as shit. Sometimes I realize I'm too goddamn cold. But, it's just that. Tell me. It's okay to tell me things like that. Because, like I said, if you go and you want to be willy-nilly with everything, like I said, a bitch can use a wrong type of soap. She may use Dial. Bitch, I can only use Dove. And you want to come home and you want to do all this stuff and you want to do whatever and my shit starts getting irritated. Who you been fucking? Like, I need to know. I'm sorry. I'm just so sensitive to so much stuff. Like, there's certain brands of condoms I can't use. So, therefore, you can't be bringing it. Like, you can't be willy-nilly with stuff. I'm light-skinned. I got sensitive skin. I can't help that. And Bella agrees with us as well. She says exactly, give me a choice whether I'm going to tolerate that shit or not. Like, if I'm the type of person where if you give me my choice, tell me, and I will make the decision on my own, and I will make the decision best for me. If I decide to keep fucking with you, that's on me. If I decide to leave, that's on me. Telling me a lie takes away my choices. I don't like that shit. I like having choices. Hell, why do you think I have two goddamn closets full of clothes? I like having goddamn choices.
Don't nobody know you got two goddamn closets worth of clothes but you, goddammit.
Well, we know now.
And I got a shoe closet that is the bomb. But anyway, so
listen, I get what y'all saying, but y'all also have to understand that men don't think the way that y'all do. No matter how much y'all want them to think like y'all, they don't. That's something that y'all have to understand. We do not think like y'all. So y'all might be saying, oh, okay, well, you know, oh, I'm so cool and this, that, and the third, so on and so forth. But then y'all also forget that y'all have a fucking attitude as well. So if y'all not having a good day, then guess what? That bitch that you want to fuck ends up being a hell no because y'all got a fucking attitude.
No, I don't have attitude.
No,
I only have
a fucking attitude. Everybody has an attitude because sometimes I'm gonna tell you right now. Sometimes some people want variety, and they may not want to have to answer to the person in which they're dealing with on a regular basis. Why? Because it begins to be feeling like your appearance. If I have to answer, if I have to ask you to do X, Y, and Z with this person, then it becomes like I'm your child. But y'all
don't see it that way. I don't see it as that. I really don't.
Of course you don't see it that way. I just said that. Because, like, y'all don't see it that way because y'all are not in that position.
Okay, let's place us in that position. Let's place us in that position then. Because I can tell you right now, there's an older cat that's trying to get to know me, okay? And Taylor, you and I have talked, I think you and I have talked about him. It's strange to me that he's willing to listen to the situations with certain people. Like, when I was away visiting the man and when, you know, trying to get this man in the transition back or whatever, you know, some stuff happened. And he was like, well, what happened? And I told him. Like, I didn't have a problem saying what I needed to say to him. And he was like, well, shit, was it good? That type of shit right there made me happy. Because I was like, well, damn, shit. The fuck? This is what this is going to be like. Like, I'm cool with that. It's not going to bother me to feel like, for him to ask me that question. I don't feel like I'm a child. I don't feel like he's trying to be my daddy. I don't know. And matter of fact, he's asked me a couple times, hey, did you videotape the situation? Hey, let me see it. Maybe he's just a freak like that. I don't know. But
you also have to remember that everyone is different.
Everybody's different.
Because motherfuckers, that motherfucker might be cool as hell. Because, like, I'm like that. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't have a problem with listening to you talk about your stories or talk about what you're going through in your personal life because that shit ain't about nothing to me. It's all about how comfortable you are. Because a motherfucker like me will be like, oh, okay, yeah, well, I'm not going to question you about what it is in which you do. Like, for instance, if you, like, I'm open enough to the point where I can understand that attraction, you know, attraction regardless of whether or not you want it to happen, will happen. So I understand that, and I'm not going to be one to knock that. That's just, it is what it is in that aspect. So if you tell me, oh, okay, yeah, well, you know, I just can help myself, this, that, and the third, so on and so forth, I can understand that because you told me afterwards. This wasn't me. This wasn't you getting permission from me. This wasn't you coming to me and telling me, oh, well, this person I want to see because of X, Y, and Z, so on and so forth. You personally, I don't really need to know. Just do what you do and go on about your business.
I don't think it's the issue of needing permission. I think it's more so the issue of just wanting it to be the lines of communication open.
Right.
I think that's what it boils down to because I mean, not for nothing. If you don't know, that's something different. But if you do know and you don't have the option. You don't have the choice. That's taking away your choice.
No,
just like you don't have a choice anyway.
Like you don't have a choice either way. Because whether or
you
not you
do
know
have
or not.
A choice.
No,
you have
don't.
A choice. If you're dealing with somebody and all right, you got a girl, all right, and you out in the club and she at home just like Amon said, and you run into, you know, whoever and you know, you wanna see what's good with her and then you just go and you just dip off. You don't say nothing to your girl. She don't know what's going on. You're taking away her choice in the situation. Because what if in the back of her mind that might be something that she want to try. But because she she wasn't aware of what was happening. It never, it like, now to her, it's blatant, just like, it's blatant disrespect. And not only that, but it's blatant, just like, you went out and you had no regard for my feelings at all. And then it goes back to now we're dealing with somebody else in the situation. You don't know what this other person is doing. You just met them. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know what they're using. You don't know none of that. And then you going back to her. That's what she's saying, like you taking away the choice. At least if you would have said to your girl, like, hey, look, this is what, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to see what's good with her, at least she has the option. Well, maybe I want to go and see what that's about. Maybe I'm about that life. Or maybe I just want to watch. Like, you got to understand that sometimes, yeah, everybody's different, but at the same time, it's just you got to level the playing field just a little bit, just a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. See, and then don't blindside me.
Yes,
please.
Yes.
Please don't do that. Don't hit me. Don't do some dumb shit. And now I got to look at you like, motherfucker, you are the smartest person I know, but right now you the dumbest dummy that exists on this earth.
And, yes, and please don't blindside me and everybody else and their mama know, and I don't know, and these people are around me.
Bam. Now you got me looking stupid. Now this
now you got
is
me,
one thing
you
not
got me
do.
Out here looking crazy. Everybody and their mama know what you doing, but I'm the last one to find out, and I got to find out in a grand way.
I got to hear it
from somebody else who knows somebody else that know you that told me.
Now I got to do research. I got to build my case, so when I approach you about the shit, I got to say something. Like, that right there is the one thing that really kind of just ticks me off. And then once you get to that point, you're like, now I got to get over you. Like, I got to get over you, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people say a minute, some people say, you know, a while. I'm going to be really honest with you all. I'm going to give you all a timeline for me. Because that was a situation that I was in, you know, and the world is going to know it, but so what? Me and the guy in the suit, we dated. We dated for 3 years off and on, okay? Our first breakup was really, really bad. Really, really bad, okay? It took me 2.5 years to get that Negro out of my system. 2.5 years of not having sex, not wanting to be in anybody's relationship. I didn't even get to know a guy in that 2.5 years. I didn't do any of that. And by me getting over that hurt and that pain of our situation, it's now allowed us to be better friends. Because we had to sit down and have an adult conversation. That's why I said, if you allow me to have an adult conversation with you about our situation, I can understand better. I literally will understand and be like, okay, well, now I can forgive because I understand where we both were. We had a conversation about it. So I can't really pinpoint for somebody else to say how long they need to get over something. You just have to take those steps on your own. So for me, it was 2.5 years for him. Now this next, and then, you know, it's hard for me to let people in because I have trust issues with certain people. And then when I do let somebody in, it's going to be a hard time for them. But I think, you know, getting back to yourself is an easier transition, whether it's you getting back to yourself in 6 months, a year, year and a half, a little while longer. I don't think it should take you more than 5 years. If it takes you more than 5 years, there's some inner demons in there that you may not quite know yet. But yeah, I think people should take their time. And then, like when I was talking about the other guy, he was like, a minute. And just from the conversation, you know, his ex-fiancé walked in the room, said, I don't want to be with you. Okay, he said, well, that's what the case is. He was at the house in a week, and he never looked back. But for her, she wanted him to fight for her. He was like, fight for, like, women want you to kind of fight to have our love. And I know some men are like, I ain't about to fight shit. I'm not doing that. If you don't want me, you don't want me. That's the decision you made. No, the decision I had to make was for me, yes, but I want to know if you're really in this. Are you really mm-hmm. in this to love me? Because if you don't try to keep me, I feel like you didn't love me. And that's what I was trying to get him to understand, because that's how she felt. Because later on in life, she did say, hey, I wanted you to come after me because I needed to know that you were in this to win this. And if you're not in it to win it, why the fuck are we doing it? Like, that, I think that's why I won't get into nobody's relationship, because these fools ain't proved to me that they in this to win this. What they into doing is bust a goddamn nut. If that's the case, let's bust this goddamn nut together, and that's what it is. Let's not get no feelings involved. But when you start filling people's minds with stuff and doing stuff that, you know, that is of relationship factor, you pull us in. And now you pull us in, and now you want to fuck with us. Oh, okay. So this is what she want to do. So now when I get mad and I leave, what are you going to? If you don't come after me, I realize at this point, this motherfucker didn't really care about me any goddamn way. So, you know, I think men don't realize that he's out here fucking up people. If you sit down mm-hmm. and talk to somebody, just sit down and talk to them. Explain to them, hey, you know what, this is not really what I'm looking for anymore. Here's my reason. And let that woman get it in her brain and, you know, receive it, and then let her respond. Now, that's just the right way to do things. Don't act like you're going to come home and tell me that, oh, I don't think you live here anymore. Bitch, the fuck? I take goddamn bills around here. You might want to get that shit together. Like, you just not going to hit me with it like that. Because y'all already mm-hmm. know I ain't rap too. I'm cool as shit, but I'm also ain't rap too goddamn tight. So
there you go.
You know, so I'm just that person. Like, just don't piss me off. I'm good, honey. We gonna laugh it up. We gonna kick it. We gonna love on each other. We gonna do all of that. Just don't piss me off. Don't piss me off. Y'all already know. Don't come in with no stupid shit. Don't lie to me. And whatever. You're going to find out real quick. I might not be that nice. But just don't do it. Just have a conversation with me. Like, and like I said, after, you know, the time period had passed and me and old dude had a conversation, Taylor, you know the situation with me and him. Honey, listen. Man, that dude probably ain't never gonna get back together, but you can't tell me we ain't friends.
No, I totally agree. It took y'all came full circle, because
you can't tell me that we ain't friends. You can't tell me I won't go to war for him. You won't tell me that, because we needed to be away from each other so that we can learn and grow and be better people. Because when we were dating before, we were horrible people. Horrible people. So I wouldn't even like me at that point. Like, that's how bad we were for each other. And now it's like, that's my dude. Piss me off about him if you want to. See what happens. And it goes for a friendship, another friendship that I have. Like, I go to war for you. Don't piss me off when it comes to that person. Don't try to shame mm-hmm. nothing that they do, because I promise you, I'm going to hold it in. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to deal with that type of stuff. Like, I'm just not going to do it. You're not going to talk bad about any one of them to me and not expect me not to show my ass on you. And then you never got to know that you said it. Because I'm going to break that shit down quick, fast, and the fucking hurry. You said what? About who? Oh, yeah, let me educate you a little bit. So I'm just that person, but, you know, it. People are crazy, and it is what it is. And with your situation, Taylor, I think one day you will get over it. I think you'll be okay. You'll be just fine. You just got to take your time and just kind of get over it.
Yeah, like, you know what, to be honest, I've been slowly taking my time with the situation. Like I've officially processed it. Like I actually sat back and I was like, I really reflected on the situation and I was like, okay. Like, I processed it and now I'm getting better. Like, I wouldn't say that I'm completely over the situation because I'm not. Like, I still want to know why. Like, that's my only issue, is because I don't know why. Like, I want to know why. And not only that, but why did you feel the need to be that embarrassing and that messy? Like, yeah. It's one thing if you would have came to me, if you would have came to me and said X, Y, and Z, that would have been fine. But you went the route of embarrassment and messy. And all I wanted was a why. And then I think, like, I'd be good. Like, as far as everything else, like, that's pretty much a wrap. Like I get it. I received it. Like, I'm over that. But I just want to know why. Like, because that was real. That was really, really messy and really, really embarrassing.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. What if the why never comes? Would you still be okay? But at some point, why would... I never got the why with my daughter's father, but I moved on from it. So what do you feel that the why is really necessary? Because that why may never come.
I think it's not necessary. I think at this point it's a courtesy. It's just like it's a level of respect at this point because of who I am to you. You should have had way more respect for me from the very beginning, from the gate. From the gate, it should have been a matter of respect. So off top, like, you just disrespected me off top. Like, you just didn't care. You didn't give a fuck. All right, fine. But at this point now, it's just a level of respect. Like, this is exactly why it happened. And this is why I chose to be messy and embarrassing with it, because this is not even something that was brought to your attention from me or something that I did. This is a friend of a friend of one of my friends who told you. You see what I'm saying? So all of these people know, all of these people have been around me, all of these people have been around my children. So they all knew, all of these people knew this information, and I didn't know anything. And they're sitting me in, like, they're looking me in the face on the regular. So that's the part that I like. It's just a level of respect at this point.
Okay, well, it will definitely work out, honeybee. It will work out.
I think y'all just needed therapy this time. I think y'all just needed therapy.
You know what, Thomas? Sometimes we need it. You know, sometimes we gotta get this shit off our chest. Like, fuck this. Like,
I think this wasn't even a night. This wasn't even a night for any conversation. This was just y'all needed to have therapy. That's it. That's what y'all needed. Y'all didn't want to have a conversation. Y'all didn't want to talk about anything. No,
that's
y'all didn't really
did.
Want to talk about this.
Stop acting like
wanna
that,
talk
Thomas.
About whatever issues y'all had. Like, and I'm sitting up here and I'm like. No. Listen, you have to really listen. Like, one thing I'm really good at is peeping when shit is not really what it seems. And I'm like, yo, this conversation, like, I feel like it's invoking a lot of fucking emotions for some reason. And, you know, I'm pretty much right. And I'm like, okay. So somebody feels some kind of way about something, clearly. So I'm just going to let y'all have y'all conversation. Because clearly this is not the night for Thomas to be interjecting any kind of fucking opinion about relationships.
We don't need no type of asinine answer because I'm just joking. You know, I'm not transitioning to some shit because I'm going to be really honest. Like, y'all, listen, let's talk about my PDF file. Let's talk about it. And plus, we're going to call it quits a little early tonight because I have to work in the morning. And again, tomorrow morning, I will start probably drinking at 8 o'clock when I'm starting to do my goddamn job. But,
you just need this moment to have your conversation.
Alarm is going off.
But that was really what was needed, because I can tell, like, oh, okay, yeah. Okay, you asked out of courtesy. And it's just like, no, I'm not really listening. It's like you're listening, but you're not really listening. So I was like, just shut the fuck up now. Okay. So I'm just going to shut the fuck up, let y'all have y'all conversation, go on about y'all business.
No, because we're about to talk about PDF files and shit and how shit's about to go down. I gotta quit somebody. Ain't that some shit? I don't ever got to quit nobody. I got to quit this motherfucker.
Well, I don't know, because you stay quitting me every other week, so I don't know.
Oh, because you get on my nerves. You test my nerves.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
I'm just joking.
I appreciate that sentiment. Thank you so much.
I'm just not built. I think I'm not built for this whole dating thing. Like, I'm not. And I was talking to one of my other guy friends, and he was like, you'll find somebody. I'm like, fuck that. I don't give a fuck. All I need right now is a fucking nut, and I'm good. Like, I don't want you to come over my house. I don't want you to do none of that. Matter of fact, motherfucker, you ain't got to take me on a goddamn date. That's how I feel about you right now. I just feel like I need a goddamn nut. That's what your purpose is for. And that's it. That's how I feel. I'm all in my emotions and shit. Like, what the fuck?
I think you're going to get a wide range of emotions from Amash tonight.
Y'all, I've been drinking since 5 o'clock yesterday, like, on some real shit.
Really?
Like, on some real shit, I texted my co-worker and I said, you know what? I texted her, I said,
you know what? You want to know how I know you've been drinking?
I'm about to go to the store. Huh?
You want to know how I know you've been drinking?
How?
Because your accent is coming out.
First, you're not gonna talk about my accent.
My ex used to do that. Like, I could literally talk to her all day long, and she speaks just as proper as she wants to. And then the next thing you know, as soon as she starts drinking, her accent comes clean the fuck out. Like, she was never, she was never just had it.
And you know what? I didn't notice that until Thomas pointed it out. Like, you do sound a little bit extra country tonight.
Y'all, listen. Okay. So, yes, so what? I'm from the goddamn South. And my ass is country. And and so what? Hell, from what I hear, this one dude says, you know, I make his dick hard just from talking, so therefore I'm good. If that's the case, boo, I'll talk to you all night long. So, hey, yeah. So.
Oh.
I mean, hey, that's what he's saying. Do I believe it?
Sir, if you're listening, whoever said that, I need for you to inbox me proof of said event.
Oh, he sends me proof.
Don't get me wrong. He sends me proof.
Oh. But it's like, okay. It's okay. Oh, I mean, it's okay. Like, hey, if I saw how that affects on you, I wonder sometimes what type of effect they have on others. Because, and I think Bella told me earlier today that I make her lady parts warm. So, therefore, yes, honey, I affect people. That's my job. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go around.
The betrayal just gets worse and worse. Really?
Oh,
worse?
Honey. Oh, maybe you should go in the group more often and you can see me and Bella's banter. We don't have to lie about it. Yes, honey. Yes.
Oh.
But anyway.
For real. I just, oh, okay.
And you know, I don't like to share. I don't like to share shit. So this or call me selfish, whatever you want to say. I don't share dick and I don't share my butt. So guess what? Taylor, she says she likes you equally as well, too. She says, you know, you already know what it is, them eyes and them lips. See, she still likes you. Gosh.
Oh, okay, then. All right.
Jealousy doesn't look good on you. But, like, that's how I feel. Like, now I got the... What?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm laughing at. What?
Thomas is out of this shit. Don't ask Thomas no motherfucking questions about that shit.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, and you know, I just don't like, I don't like to share. I don't like to, y'all, listen, I don't like to knowingly share dick. Now, if I know you gonna fuck somebody else, I know that. I don't like to know everything sometimes on certain situations. I don't need to know. I don't need to because one, I'm selfish. Two, I'm selfish. It's fuck. I'm selfish. I'm selfish and the bitch is greedy. So therefore, I don't like to share. Taylor, do I even share my? I don't even share my food. What makes you think that I want to share?
No, she don't. She will cut you over that chicken. She will cut you over that chicken. Don't
like,
even do
I don't
it.
Eat nothing else but chicken. And so, like, if I have to go down into, you know, hanging out with my daughter or whatever, and I be thinking to myself, dang, I want some chicken wings, but I really don't want to share these chicken wings with this kid. I love her, but I don't want to share it because I'm hungry. And this is the only thing that I can eat. So,
now
I
you know
that it is.
Now, you know that selfishness is real if you don't want to share chicken wings with your baby. That selfishness is real. That is real.
It's real. I'm selfish. I'm so selfish. I am selfish when it comes to so much stuff. So, it's like, yeah. And see, if I get down there, I'll be like, oh, whew, ain't nobody here. And I'm like, yes, I can eat this alone. And I have to share. But then if she comes home, Mommy, what you eating? Chicken? Can I have some? I only got two pieces left. Now I got to give my two pieces to the kids. So, because I will do it, but it's going to hurt my heart, honey. She's just as selfish, too. So, therefore, we just two selfish people together. That's why we love each other. But I definitely am selfish. I'm selfish. I am selfish and greedy. I think the saying, wants to have it, your cake and eat it too, was stupid. That's what you're supposed to do with the cake. Don't go goddamn eat it. Bitch, add some ice cream. What is wrong with you? You know, that's just me. Y'all know I got issues. And I've been drinking.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. Like I have a hard time sharing. Like I have a hard time sharing. Like I'll do it if it's a necessity, but I won't offer to share. Like I won't do that. Like I can't.
Okay. So listen. Who offers to share dick? Like who does that? Like sometimes there's situations you can. Like if you're a swinger, you can offer to share that. I get it. That's what you're supposed to do. But I shouldn't have to share my good dick. I'm sorry. I don't want to. Selfish.
No, I mean, yeah. I absolutely agree. Like, I'm not.
They shouldn't. I don't want to. That's... Oh, well. Now I gotta deal with this shit. Oh, well. Maybe it's the liquor. But, yeah. Anyway, yeah. And the fact that I've been drinking since 5 o'clock yesterday means that I'm really horny and there's nothing I can do about it. Nothing I can do. Because I'm not getting ready to go to D.C. anytime soon. So.
Okay. Well, I have solved the puzzle. I have figured out the puzzle. I got it. I figured out the puzzle.
You see what? You figured out what puzzle?
We will discuss that later.
Can I get an inbox right quick? Because I'm confused as shit. And you know I don't like confusion, especially when I'm drunk. No, ma'am. You figured out what?
I'm going to the inbox. Can you wait? Wait a second.
No, I'm impatient. I'm impatient. Like, I... So tonight you all are learning my flaws.
If they didn't know it by now, then I don't know what they've been listening to.
They are learning my flaws. I am impatient. I am selfish. I am greedy when it comes to my dick. Yes, I am. So what? So, you know, and then just let me know if I have to share. If I have to share, it's in this I have to. But just don't willy-nilly share it because I'm sensitive. Taylor, you're special.
Thank you.
I'm just going to. You're special.
Thank you.
A special person.
Thank you.
Let me tell you why
that.
You're special. Let me tell you why. Before you say thank you, let me tell you why. Because since you're so hell-bent on why, let me tell you why. Didn't you know that's where that person was from?
No, I didn't.
You didn't notice they were from D.C.? Jesus. And you didn't, when I told you that I didn't, my back and stuff was hurting, you thought it was from other stuff. No, bitch, that motherfucker had me moving shit.
No, I knew that. I knew that, you know, you was over there working, but I didn't know where the new location was. Like, I knew, but I didn't know where the new location was, but I got it. I got it. Let's go.
Okay.
That's all I was saying.
Okay. All right. Now that we've got that under control, now you understand why you are so special. Just so special.
That's okay. I'm loved. You guys love me. You love me.
I'm going to reevaluate that. What is love?
Oh, man.
Love is stupid. Love is stupid. Love stinks. I feel like
you sound
love
like Alpha.
Dear Darla. I hate your guts. Like, that's how I feel right now. Like, if you check out my Instagram, and those of you who do not follow me on Instagram, it's okay. You can follow me at Imajande. Check out my Instagram most recently because you'll find that I could give two fucks at this point. You'll really find it out.
Oh yeah, she don't got no more fucks left. She don't got none of them.
I'm out.
They all gone.
And I ain't gonna get no more fucks until January 1st, and I only get 12. So guess what? I get one
damn,
fuck
a month. She didn't even say 20. She said 12.
I only get 12.
Damn.
I get one fuck a month. Now, my fucks I don't get.
Oh,
I'm all out. Fresh out of them. I'm going to be hard to deal with for the next few weeks. So y'all get it together. I already told my best friend. He told me because my hair is red that I got issues now. I really don't give a fuck at this point. So I'm going to be hard to deal with. Y'all stick it out with me and be patient until I get my life. because my life. Bella, stop trying to make me laugh because you said all your fucks is gone.
Yes, gone. Out the door. And
they ran far away.
Honey, listen, they didn't even run. Them bitches jumped clean off the goddamn bridge, head first into the goddamn rocks and killed themselves. That's where my butt went.
Oh, sheesh. Well, oh.
Huh? Did you say that's bad timing?
Yeah, that's bad.
That's bad.
Yeah, they like they just jumped.
They just jumped. Bitch, bye. That's what they said. And that's fine. I'm gonna be real hard. I'm telling y'all now, I'm gonna be real hard stupid. Real hard.
Oh, well, I ain't got to deal with shit. I leave that for the rest of you.
You will deal with it, goddamn it. You will. You gonna take that.
You must not know my motherfucking name.
Oh no.
Your name is Thomas Anthony Carter.
No, it's not actually.
I don't give a fuck what your name is. My real name, goddamn name, ain't my all day. But do you think I know? Nope.
I'm just letting you know, I ain't dealing with the shit.
You gonna deal with it, and you gonna like it.
No, the fuck.
Might be a reward in there for you.
Ain't no fucking reward in there for me.
You never know.
Trust me, I know. This I know.
You know what? Guess what?
I'm right.
You right. Right.
Bitch, you
know,
right.
You're right.
You're right.
Yeah, you're right. You know.
I know this much I know for fucking sure.
No, we already know, Thomas. We ain't got this type of situation. You're right.
As I
drown myself in this bottle that I now have. Yeah, I'm not even going to tell you the number of bottles of wine that I've been through in the past day. Total Wine has already known me by name. They knew me by name before yesterday, but they've seen me twice within the last day. So, yeah. And shout out to Nicki Minaj and that whole Mick Moscato. She did it. I like the peach time. It's really good. Stella Rosa, always an awesome part, group of wine. And shout out to, the people who have listened to me banter and argue and act a poor goddamn fool over the course of the last 24 hours. Because those people are special. Because y'all think y'all got some curse words today? They got some curse words yesterday. But, it is what it is. And so next week, we'll have some completely different topics for you, and we will talk about some sex. Like, for real, because a bitch gonna have to get some. So,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to get some, and just wait, I might get it. Ooh, that rhymes. y'all are stupid. So if you catch me this weekend, I have a fundraiser. I have two fundraisers tomorrow after I get off work. Then I got some other shit to do. So hopefully if you catch me in the street, just say hi, say hello, and wave, because it's probably going to be drunk. But I'll be taking care of the fundraisers tomorrow that I have two wonderful fundraisers for this little football team that I love. But, guys, any last thoughts or words before we decide to call it a night?
Let's see. No, I'm pretty good.
Thomas,
you have anything you want to say? I know, we took over a little bit, so now's your chance to get out some thoughts and feelings.
There's nothing for me to say. I don't want no issues. I don't want no problems.
They don't want no problems. They don't want no shit with us.
I don't want to start no problems. Listen, I ain't had enough.
I'm at the bottom of the. I have a lot of liquor in my system. That's why I'm not driving and going anywhere. I'm going to take my little black ass to bed. So I want everyone to have an awesome night. And don't hurt nobody. And if you decide to kiss, take a picture. Send it to me because bitch, I like seeing shit like that. So,
no thanks.
You know, I'm going to throw up. send it to me in box. I'm there. I'll see it. But everybody have a good night. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week, next Friday. And I think we're going to give ourselves a closing song. So shout out to Beyonce for this fucking song right here. Y'all have a good night.
Good night.
Show the sideways, smack it in the air. Let's move it side to side, smack it in the air. Let's move it side to side, smack it in the air. Show the sideways. Smack it in the air, smack it in the air. Legs move it side to side, smack it in the air.
Fresher than you.